Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So, peeps, I am super pumped. I know you've heard that before when I interview guests, but no, I'm really pumped. I've just finished my fourth book. Yep, number four. And the name of the book is, ta-da, The Bacon System. And it has one of two subtitles. I haven't figured out which one I'm going to use yet. One is called Sizzling Hot Recipes That Grow Your Business. The other one is Marketing Recipes for a Sizzling Business. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can put something up on questions, baconpodcast.com/questions, or you can hit me up on Facebook if you know me. Either way is fine. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But the reason I'm super pumped is because it is truly going to be an awesome book. And how do I know this? Because it's something that I teach to a bunch of small business people and entrepreneurs in what I have is a gold group coaching program. So let me take you behind the scenes on how I created this book. The Bacon System is a real life thing that I do. I have a gold group coaching program that has 12 steps in it, and I've got a bunch of people in it right now. I'll be starting another one in April. And the 12 steps include three basic parts. The first part is creating the system, which is the marketing trifecta, the killer website, analytics, and content. Now, the first thing you have to know is, who is your perfect avatar? Who is your perfect customer? That's what we spend the first part of that on. Then, you learn how to create a website that talks to that customer and gives them the information that they want. You use analytics to really understand how people are utilizing your content and your website. And then you create great content that drives people back to the website. All three of those work in concert. And that's why I call it the marketing trifecta. The next piece of the puzzle is creating the content, and that's part two. So part two is really understanding all the options at your fingertips, including blogging, podcasting, audio, video, whatever it is, ebooks. And then I get into the third part. The third part is delivering that content to your audience in ways that is going to draw them back into your marketing trifecta. That includes email marketing, social media, lead magnets, and so much more. So that's the three parts. It is the marketing trifecta, the circle of excellence, generating content, and then finally, using tools to draw people into that content, which lead them back to your website and ultimately the sale. So that is the cornerstone of the book. Now I want to let you in on how I did it. The way that I made this book is I have this 12-week system. There are 12 individual lessons that I do inside of that. Each one of those has a PowerPoint associated with it. That PowerPoint is the training that I deliver week by week in this coaching group. And the people love it. They love the fact that it's been broken down so specifically. So what I did is I finished all of the content first. I haven't finished the class yet. I still have 5 weeks left to go. And I'll be starting again in April, like I said. But I finished the content first. Then what I did is I went back and pulled up the content in its PowerPoint form and basically used a mic and headset and read the content into my word processor. Now I'm on a Mac. On a Mac, you have Pages, which is built in and it's free. And every Mac program allows you to go up to the edit menu and say, start dictation or start speaking. So I was literally able to talk through the entire book one chapter at a time. 12 chapters read into my Mac via a headphone, going directly into Pages. And then, of course, I have to go back and, you know, fix some of the mistakes, because voice recognition software is not all that great. Now, if you're on a PC and you're using Microsoft Word, you might have to buy another program like Dragon Dictation or whatever, but it makes it so simple. It really makes it conversational, and it helped me to get the book done incredibly fast. As a matter of fact, over the last 2 days, I was able to finish the last 5 chapters. Then after I did that, I went back and wrote an introduction, so now I've got 13 chapters. And I'm proud to say I have one of Inc. magazine's top contributors writing the foreword for the book. And I'm so pumped about the fact that I've got the entire layout done. When I did my first book, I did it in InDesign, and I've got all the formatting options so I don't have to go back and rebuild it from scratch. So I'm repurposing what I did before. The next thing I'm waiting on is the cover. That's when I can start marketing this book. Because once you have a cover, then you have the opportunity to send it out to the world and see what people think. So that's kind of the behind-the-scenes look at writing a book, at least from my world. I mean, anybody else may want to type, I'm an audio guy. I'm a teacher. I like talking. It just made it so easy for me. And it ended up being about 37,500 words, give or take, and then when I add in all the other pieces, it's probably going to be close to 40,000 words with probably 140, 150 pages. It's going to be a real legitimate book that I can put up on Amazon and sell as a print book. I can turn it into an ebook, but it also allows me to explain the Bacon system to potential clients that may want to join the Gold Group. So the book itself will be great. It'll sell on Amazon. But let me tell you, people, nobody gets rich from writing marketing books. J.K. Rowling, maybe. Marketing, not so much. But it's also more like a 150-page, 300-page, whatever it is, business card that helps you get found. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing this. Now, let me give you some practical things that happened. I was at a client this morning that just hired a brand new marketing person. She's younger, little green, and so I was able to go in there and explain step-by-step the marketing trifecta. She just wanted to focus on, let's dive in and fix the website. And I said, okay, cool. It's great, because having a killer website is great. But let me show you what happens when you read the analytics and you start developing content. And then I started showing her all the ins and outs of Google. Google Business, Google Maps, AdWords, analytics, Search Console. I mean, you know, I sat there and showed her this, and her eyes just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then when I started showing her how generating content and using that as a tool for social media and Google and online marketing and how it all works inside of the Google search engine, she went, whoa. She got it. It was only an hour, but still, it's that big picture that she understood. That content is a tool to drive traffic back to your website, and social media and Google and YouTube and all of these things are tools in part of a system, rather than the standalone pieces that are sitting out there that look like they're going to generate business, but without something to drive people back to your website or drive people to a landing page, they kind of sit out there like on an island. She got it. She's still really excited about making the website look pretty. She's excited about using social media to communicate with people. But the things in between, the glue that makes all that work, clicked in. And that's the point I wanted to get to you today, is it's all part of a system. Not one thing is going to do exactly what you need to do. So you need to focus on your marketing trifecta, generate that content, and then use delivery platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, whatever. The ultimate goal of all of this stuff is to generate more business. So I hope you found this behind-the-scenes overview of how I wrote an entire book through a system helps you better understand how to generate content with a purpose. And that means it's repurposed in a way that's not only going to provide great content to some people, but also generate more business in the future.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.